Well, the Isle Royale National Park is closed this time of year. I bet it's pretty quiet up there, Chris.
Yes, it is. It is now the time for planning, and just this week we have opened up our ferry reservations and our group camping permit reservations. So, as much as the island is quiet, the planning is in full swing for the coming summer.
So, do any human beings step foot on the isle on the island at this time of year?
In terms of visiting the island, no, but there are research permits that can be issued. For a very long time, there's been a predator-prey study, the wolf-moose, right, survey. And so from mid-January through early March, there are often a small contingent of maybe a half dozen people that are out there working on these research projects. And so it's planned for that to happen this year, but that all depends on the winter and the ice conditions on the island, or around the island, I should say.
Which right now is not all that winter-like.
Exactly. We'll see what happens.
Well, talk with me about the summer and the artist program for the kids.
Absolutely. So, back in 2016, for the National Park Service 100th centennial celebration, Isle Royale began a secondary artist-in-residence program that we call the Teen Artist Exploration. And it allows an opportunity for young artists between the ages of 13 to 18 to come out to Isle Royale and explore their art by exploring wilderness. They spend 6 days camping on Isle Royale and working with an artistic mentor to use the island to inspire their art. And this art is very wide-ranging, from writers and sculptors to composers and pretty much any of the artistic type mediums. Folks can apply and compete for the spaces that are available. For 2024, there are two slots available for the summer program.
Now these kids are roughing it too, right? I mean, there's no fancy hotel suite, and there's no DoorDash food delivery. they're bringing their own backpacks of food, aren't they? Kind of describe what the setting is.
Absolutely. So this is what we call a base camping experience. We provide them a site for them to camp with those that are selected in their families. They have kind of a base of artistic operations from which they then go out and explore. But yes, they are responsible for their food and their cooking. There is the option of the Rock Harbor Lodge, which does allow for some amenities nearby to where they're camping, if they want to get a hot meal or a shower. So, they're not far deep in the backcountry, but they certainly get a taste of what an isolated island in Lake Superior is all about.
Okay, so how can families do the application to get one of those last two spots?
Certainly. So, opening today on January 2nd, there is now an application window open through February 16th at midnight. And you go online to our Teen Artist or the Artist in Residence website, and there is an online submission process where you submit samples of your art as well as an online questionnaire. And once we receive that, you get put in consideration for being selected. Once that pool of potential artists has been created and closes on February 16th, a jury of their peers, as well as the team mentor and myself, the artist in residence coordinator, go through the jury selection process to choose those that will come to the island.